Transportation officials are considering express toll lanes on Bay Area interstates. Supporters say they'll speed up commute times. Critics say they won't, and the expansion will harm several of Tampa's historic neighborhoods. We'll take a much closer look at the plan on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, former Tampa City Council member Linda Solsena speaks out against the plan, while the executive director of Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, Ray Schermonte, speaks out in favor.
I have to tell you a personal story. My cousin came with his three children from Chicago to spend a week here in Clearwater and come to my house. And his comment was, "Ray, the traffic is worse here than it is in Chicago." Now, I don't necessarily believe that, but knowing where he lives there in the suburbs, we have one of the worst. The interstate from the Pinellas County to like about Bears Avenue is probably around the 10th or 15th worst segment of interstate in the country. I mean, it's pretty bad if you're on it at a given time. And I got to say, you can see some improvement with what they've done on fixing it somewhat from downtown to the airport. Now that they've got some of the lanes working, it's moving a little better. On the north side, the south side's still a disaster.
Now, I do want to point out Miami, which has been using these paved
yes.
express lanes, their traffic is seventh worst in the nation.
Right.
According to this,
and Miami's it's a much bigger metropolitan area than we are, no doubt about it. But it would be even worse if they didn't have that. I will tell you, their express lanes have won awards across the country as being innovative. They're reverse lanes like we have on the Leroy Selman Expressway. I don't think ours are going to be able to be that, but it does increase the capacity. I'm not a big fan of expressways. I'll tell you, Linda and I agree on that. But I think we need a basic expressway that somewhat functions, and we have one from the 1960s now, and we are not that place. If I had any doubts, I realized that in the last year.
Linda Solsena, a number of citizens who live in Seminole Heights and Tampa Heights say this will ruin their communities. How so, exactly?
It'll do several things. First of all, it will create these very tall walls. Secondly, it's wiping out maybe 30 businesses and 100 historic homes to date. But we don't yet have the specific maps from FDOT to see exactly how wide the swath of destruction will be. But I can tell you specifically, one of their maps shows the beautiful new Waterworks Park, which is on the river next to Eulalie in downtown Tampa. Adjacent to the park is a street called Highland, which is now a two-lane kind of modest street. That will become an off-ramp for this expressway, and it will create this barrier, as off-ramps do, of high-speed, elevated traffic moving off. This is the kind of destructive power of TBX, and this is why we're trying to rally people to stop TBX.
Ray Schermonte, swath of destruction.
Okay, yeah, let's kind of talk about the reality. Okay, west of downtown, all the way through Pinellas County, the right-of-way is already there. Where nothing's going out of the existing envelope. Everything will happen in the existing envelope. North of Martin Luther King, which is largely Seminole Heights, is the same story. They're not going out of the existing right-of-way north of there. The problem is between about North Boulevard and in Martin Luther King, where there is some changes. Now, my understanding is FDOT already owns 70% of the property. The majority of the residential is vacant. They still have to acquire some, but they have to go through a federal process that has to analyze the historic significance of those other properties. And, you know, maybe some of them need to be moved or something, but they're going to have to do this. So they're going to have to consider that. Now, in Linda's comment, that's the kind of thing that I think it's important for the neighborhoods to work with FDOT because, you know, maybe that's not the best exact design.
Ray Schermonte is the executive director of Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, and Linda Solsena, former Tampa City Council member, is with the group Stop TBX. And you can hear much more on issues like the tolls, who can afford them, and is it a good deal for taxpayers on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.